Hey fuckers, what up? It's Christina Hutchinson
and Corinne Fisher. You're about to hear a clip from Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut shaming podcast. This week our guest is photographer and creator of a community for women with the X in the, I don't know how to say it, Wimxen. It's called the Donnas, and her name is Donna Guerreros. We talk about turning 40.
Ooh, ooh.
And like the just heavy ageism that's in society, and how it makes you feel like after you're, you know, getting out of child rearing age, you're fucking this disposable piece of trash.
Shithead.
And you're not. About, you know, how a relationship with your husband or spouse can change over time to let you both follow your own pathways.
Own bliss.
And I don't know, meeting the one and knowing it's the one and then figuring it out from there. If you want to hear more from this episode, as well as from other creators like Russell Brand, Michael Rappaport,
Dave Chappelle,
Lena Dunham, and Alyssa Bennett, you can go to luminarypodcasts.com/GWF, where you can get a subscription for as low as $2.99 when you sign up for the annual plan.
Yeah, when you're not showing signs of overwhelm, because it's like this again, this like mentality of like, gotta keep it together, you can't let it, you see you crack, you know, like that kind of thing. You're really, you know, that's kind of like what I fell into, and I fell into that narrative hard. And then he started getting some notoriety, and then he started, you know, his career started picking up finally. And then, like I told, it's 10 fucking years, guys. I can say finally. No, because I know, it's
you're right. You're right. It's just funny.
No, that was just so satisfying to me personally.
I know. Yeah, that was a Corinne's happy with herself laugh.
But it's, then it starts happening, and then the alt side of it is like, well, now you. It's sink or swim, baby, because you've been saying, like, of course I'm the amazing great wife and all these things when I'm like holding it all together and supporting and this and that. But then it was now also my own fears of like, you've been saying, like, when he takes off, now is going to be your time.
Right.
Are you going to be able to do it?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then the fears of like, oh, shit, now I don't have this excuse either. So it was lot. It was a lot of plates spinning at once.
And
I really had this like coming to Jesus with myself, my shadow side, you know, my issues of codependency, childhood stuff, my. And then there's the other line of it of like you start to get into this thing of like, well, one of my biggest fears, well, not anymore that I've worked on it, but one of my biggest fears was fears of abandonment.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, if I'm financially in control, like, where are you going?
Yeah.
And then there's that too.
Yeah, you can't abandon me. I'm the roof over your head.
Yeah, I'm like literally at all.
And it's also like, what am I pursuing things that I'm passionate about?
I wasn't at the time.
And you're when you're living with and married to a person who gets to do that, that's going to be a very bright, clean mirror.
Yeah. And then the other thing of like, you know, making sure, you know, wanting a successful partner so badly, you know what I mean? And like kind of putting, and Corinne said something once at the Donna's, I do these events with the community I have. And at one of the events, Corinne, you had said this, you were like, anytime a man comes home, your partner, your boyfriend, even if it's like your male friend, and comes and says to you, hey, I have this idea for a business, or I have this idea for a thing, you were like, just tell them, okay, great, let me know when it opens, let me know when I can show up. Because you're like, every woman will sit there at the coffee
we
table,
can do this,
clear
we gotta
it
get
off
a marketing
and like,
company
roll
and,
out
I can
the
do
plans
it for you,
and be like,
and I'll be the cashier.
I'll do everything for you. Yeah. And you're
well,
like,
that's why my parents own a baseball card store. So I think my mom is a big baseball card fan. She loves that. She was.
You think that was her dream?
No, it's true. I've seen it with my own mother. And you know what I mean? You think my mom wanted to be an accountant for a fucking plumbing business? No, not at all. She's, you know what I mean? She's a teacher. She didn't want to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's like she's done it for years.
Yeah. Yeah. And you don't even ask yourself. You know, it's a lot of times.
You just take it on.
Yeah. And you're like, what the fuck? And then before you know it, you're just in this sack of shit that
looking
you
at yourself in the mirror like,
yeah,
what
like,
the fuck?
I don't mind it because I never gave up anything that I wanted to do just to help a man. But I did find myself trying to do both at once so many times.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, I could have just doubled down on
my own shit.
Right. Put all
and
that
also,
energy into me.
Half the time the people wouldn't even listen to you. You'd put all this work in. Like my ex right now could have a podcast that would, I guarantee you, would be one of the top podcasts. But this fuckface couldn't get it going.
I hope you're listening.
It's funny. Well, it's funny to me. It's funny you say that.
We didn't say his name, Chad.
Even my husband said, you know, exactly this doubling down on your own shit, which is what I've been doing like the past 2 years, like really hard. And my husband said to me the other day, we were sitting there and it's been about, I released this project in 2019, like on October 2019, I released it on the internet.
The Donna's,
and the Donna's project. And when we were sitting there the other night and like I was doing some stuff and we do bounce stuff off from each other and we brainstorm and you know he's done
you're
this.
Both creatives
and so we're sitting there talking and he goes, wait, when did you do this? And I was like, you know, 2019, October 2019. He's like, holy shit, it's only been like a year and change or whatever. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, wow, you've done more in like that time than I've done in like 8 years. I'm like, no shit. It's
I
me.
I know. Trust me. I know.
The only reason men get things done so quickly is because women are always helping
supportive.
Them.
Yeah.
You know, but women on their own can get more done faster, like pretty much guaranteed.
Yeah.
Always.
But women are more stressed than men.
Yeah, he's very good at compartmentalizing, which is something I'm so envious of.
Is compartmentalizing good?
Compartmentalizing his stresses. Like if
I can do it, yeah.
Like if I'm having a fight with him or I'm having a shitty day or I'm upset or like with a fight with my parents or something and I have to go into a meeting, I like want that resolved before I go into the meeting.
Right.
He can literally be like, yeah, we're going to revisit this at 6 when my shit's done. Like he's so good at turning
it off. I can do that. Yeah, I'll literally go from crying, go on stage, be like, okay, press pause, go on stage, and then we'll continue.
Cry when the green room. I'd be like, guys, you want to cry together?
Yeah. I'm going through some really hard things right now.
I feel really unloved.
I'm gonna need everyone's support today. It is helpful for the entertainment business because there's often times when you know it kind of like Annie gets your gun. There's no business like show business. Mm-hmm. Like basically something devastating could have happened, but if you need to be on stage at 7 p.m. you need to be on stage at 7 p.m. and tell a fucking joke.
And like, I wish I was more like that. I'm really envious of that.
Yeah, comedy does force you to compartmentalize, I guess.
Gotta
do it.
So you guys almost broke up.
No, we didn't break
or
up.
Or broke up. Or like, no. Or like you guys had a come to Jesus moment in your relationship.
Yeah, we had a real like.
We either, you know, are we going to go this way together?
Yeah, it was kind of like, and that's kind of the benefit of, this is the benefit if you're with a partner who really has, I want to say has your back and also is growing with you and has a maturity and is also confident in themselves.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I was very, and I had to be open and transparent because I was like, I don't know what's wrong with me right now. I don't feel like myself. Yeah. I am unhappy. I know it's not you. You're not making me unhappy. But before I take this out on you and before I like say shit or just like throw all my anger at you or like, I need to figure this out. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is like a lot of things I got to like work through right now. He really, really gave me my space, which I am very, very grateful for.
Yeah.
Because a lot of significant others,
space
I think,
is the most loving thing you can give. Sometimes.
Well, what is it? Let's fix this. Let's do that. And like, I didn't even know what I was experiencing.
Yeah,
but it was more.
What were you experiencing? Like,
I think I was just experiencing a lot of just like what I thought I was supposed to do to be considered a good wife.
Yeah.
And also like a lot of what I just thought I was supposed to be doing. Like, you know, like these traditional, you know, a career path where I had to have benefits and I had to have this and,
oh,
you know.
That's such a, that did me in for a little while.
Yeah.
That just like getting health insurance or something. Fuck health insurance. Things are going to go very badly anyway if you don't have it.
And then also like it's true. And it's like and the other thing of like, you know, feeling like, always having to think for two people. That was like the thing, because I felt very like smothered in, I couldn't make any decision because I'm like, everything I do is about the two of us, because I can't think about my career because you know what I mean? Like, I'm worrying about the two of us and our bills and how are we going to pay this. So, you know, part of it was, I was like, we got to figure out the financial piece. Like, we really had to sit down and really, you know, figure out how to move through. And that's what we had to do. And that's the hardest part. And that's like, even the project that I created, like the whole thing of it is the only way out is through.
Right.
And going through it is, you know, on the other side is usually a lot of greatness. But
boy,
it's
hell to get there.
And it's hard to get through it.
Well, is this have anything to do with that? What you were talking about at the top of this episode of the toxicity of the ride or die mentality. Yeah. What do you mean by that?
So it's like, this is a very like, I don't know. It's a very like 80s, 90s thing. It's also, you know, also this, I'm Italian and, you know, this very like ride or die. Like, you know what I mean? Like these women who like, will do anything.
Like Mafia Wives.
Yeah, Mafia
type.
Wives style.
You can have all
like,
the whores in Jersey and I'll still stick by your side.
Yeah, like we don't air our business out there. You know,
yeah, that's how shame
blood thicker than water. Like basically yeah, yeah, yeah. an episode of New Jersey.
And I think famously like a good example of ride or die is Hillary and Bill Clinton. Hillary, yeah. you know, people go get down on Hillary Clinton for like, you know, sometimes being mean to other women that he, you know, he was publicly cheating on her with, or like not publicly, but pretty, we kind of everyone knew. And it's like, well, I don't fault her for that because, you know, so often when a woman is publicly cheated on, society's response is like, well, you didn't keep him happy. What did right. you do to make him stray? That kind of stuff. And it's like, right. so while, yes, of course, it's not good to shit on other women, like we left her very little choice there. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's just like ride or die. But it's funny that you say ride or die is toxic because I think I just think of ride or die differently. And I 100% Jersey know you're ride or die. But for me, when I'm like ride or die,
not that it can be toxic.
Yeah, it's like we both have each other's backs no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know,
and you'll speak up though when you're not being treated in a way that you feel is fair or
right.
Just,
or
you
it's
know,
like
David and Victoria Beckham.
Right. If like there's any cracks in the relation, like Jay-Z and Beyonce, great example mm-hmm. of it. They literally had a fucking
they
fist fight in the elevator and got
die.
Off, and we're like,
well, Solange. Mm-hmm. Well, Solange.
No, but you know what I mean? Yeah, like, no, like it was exactly like what? What are you talking about?
Yeah, right. That's their shit, and they're gonna deal with it.
Yeah, right.
Their way. At
and
their
that
home.
Guy who leaked that but, tape is gonna pay.
But then look at how much she took off when she released that Lemonade, and then she finally was like I think also yeah. you know, showing that, and part of me like showing my vulnerability and showing like, hey, yeah, I have a great marriage and I have an amazing marriage and I am so grateful for the marriage I have.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fucking work.
Yeah.
And also it's two people and like it's two independent people and two yeah. identities.
Who have known each other for so long and various versions of yourself.
Yeah,
and you've shed all a lot of versions of yourself throughout the years.
And a marriage should be like, yeah, today on Tuesday, you know, it's a little bit more him. And maybe then on Thursday, it's a little bit more me. And
yeah.
then on, you know, Monday, it's the two of us like independent. And then the two of us come together and shine. You know, it can't just be like where the one person is the focus.
I hope you enjoyed that excerpt from our interview with Donna Guerreros. If you want to hear the whole thing and whole things of other podcast creators like Michael Rapaport, Dave Chappelle, Lena Dunham, head on over to luminarypodcasts.com. You can get a subscription as low as $2.99 a month when you sign up for the annual plan. So do it, fuckers.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at betterhelp.com. That's betterhelp.com.